Time for a Stank Gang podcast and time to talk about Midwestern State Soccer with Michael Meacham. Glad you're joining us each week for these podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and make sure to make your plans to be at Stank Park on Saturday. Texas A&M International is visiting Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Midwestern State has a match between now and then that we'll also talk about. They're going back toward Central Texas to take on St. Edwards on Wednesday. But before we take a look ahead at the games coming up, I kind of want to take a look at the week back and start with the Wednesday night match against West Texas. That was so much fun at Stank Park. That was such a fun match to watch and be a part of as the broadcaster. And I think the fans that were there got their money's worth. It was end-to-end action, and I thought Midwestern State played really well on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was a good game for, you know, that rivalry of Midwestern-West Texas. I mean, it's always been a close one. It's never really gotten out of hand anyways. I think maybe once it was over a goal. But, it was a good competitive game. I mean, they came out and played really, really well. And, you know, we had some moments that we were really, really good and some moments that they were really, really good. So,
I think it was that back and forth that made the game fun to watch.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a coach, it's probably maddening. But
You'd like to see a little bit more consistency on probably – we would probably like to see more consistency on our end. They'd probably like to see the same on theirs. But that's the great thing about the rivalry. You're going to have some really, really highs and some really, really lows. And fortunately for us, we got the really, really high at the very end of it with Mede's goal.
And that completed a homestand for you where you went 3-0. So the team had to be, I think you've been confident all year long, but I think maybe confirming that you're on the right track as you left town.
Yeah, we're still growing. I mean, we're still getting better every game. Obviously there's moments in every game where we as the staff would still like to see us be better, be a little bit more clinical, a little bit cleaner. But we're still a work in progress. We're still getting better every day.
You say you're a work in progress. Is there anything specific that you're working on? Any area
just
where
kind
you
of all of, just little all of it. I mean, you got to be better in transition on both sides of the ball. You got to be cleaner in possession. It was really good that we were able to get a clean sheet down at St. Mary's. So still we were clinical. You know, it's got 4 goals in the last 2 games. Got a clean sheet down at St. Mary's, which is always good. Should have defended the goal versus West Texas a little bit better. Didn't play as quick as we should have. Got caught in possession in a bad area of the field. And then we gave one up because we weren't quick enough, you know, reacting to that. So, you know, we're still trying to get better in all phases of the game.
And you mentioned it. You left here and you went down to St. Mary's to play the Rattlers, and you get a 2-0 victory, got a clean sheet there. Just kind of your impressions of the way you played in San Antonio. I know that's not a gimme to play at St. Mary's.
No, absolutely not. I mean, Coach Clifford does a fantastic job with those guys. He got a lot of returners back. He unfortunately had a lot of injuries in 23, and a lot of those guys are back for 24. And so he's got some vets, and he's got some people that have kind of done it for him year in and year out. So, I mean, that's a competitive group. And I thought we started really, really well and then were able to kind of dig in and kind of grind out, you know, you would say grinding out a 2-0 victory. How can you grind that out? But, I mean, they came out with a lot of energy and a lot of effort and stuff in the second half and made a few adjustments that caused us a few problems. So we've been looking at on video today. And then, yeah, so we were able to kind of get a 2-0 win out of there where, you know, they could have scored a goal or two, and on our day we could have scored a goal or two more, you know. So
and you got goals from Cooper T and Tristan Adams in that game.
Yep. Cooper got his first collegiate goal, which was huge for him.
He almost had it at West Texas. He hit a post. I thought he was going to put that one in.
Yeah, we all thought he was going to put it in. It was a well-struck ball, but obviously right there on the post and came out. He was able to get a good combination play and get in behind to get the first goal down at St. Mary's. And then we were able to kind of get a double assist. I think Ant played a ball in. Max kind of hit it back, and Tristan kind of knocked one in on a restart. So it was good to get a goal off a restart as well.
It brings up a good point. How do you feel like you're doing on restarts in dead ball situations?
Been good, pretty good. Always can be better. I mean, obviously, obviously in 23, our season ended on a dead ball on a restart. So want to make sure we keep getting better at those.
You're headed back that way this week after going to San Antonio on Saturday. You kind of wear out that same path heading back to Austin to take on St. Ed's, a team that's coming off a pretty impressive win over Texas A&M International.
Yeah,
they beat the Dust Devils 5-2.
Yeah,
they got 10 goals this year. They got half of those against Texas A&M International.
I watched the game live on our trip down to San Antonio. So it was a good one, and you know they'll be flying high, and that's kind of renewing another rivalry that we had a few years ago. So we haven't been down there in quite a long time, so it'll be good.
Just from the stat sheet, it's kind of tough to assess them because they've scored 10 goals, but they've also conceded 10 goals over the course of the season, and it just seems like even looking from the results, they've been kind of up and down.
Yeah, a young group still. Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you bring your program back for your second year, I mean, you're still going to have some older guys that are grad students and some seniors and stuff that have come back to Austin and South Texas and Central Texas to kind of come back and finish their college careers and continue to play. And then they've done a really good job of kind of getting a foothold of some young talent down there that are freshmen and sophomores and stuff like that too.
We mentioned that they played Texas A&M International in a game that the Hilltoppers prevailed 5-2. It's kind of interesting, and I don't know if it's beneficial to you or not, but you're playing those two teams back-to-back, and you just got a chance to see them play each other. Does that help or hurt your scouting in terms of preparing for the game?
Neither, I guess. It's just two more teams you have to play.
I guess the reason I ask is because normally you would get to see teams against various opponents, and you're kind of looking at the same game twice, if you will. You're watching
yeah, you're
it once to look at Texas A&M International and once to look at St. Edwards.
Yeah, but you also look at other games that both of them have played, so you don't kind of put all your eggs in one basket and just that one. So, I mean, they were able to watch a couple of different games. So it's good that they've played each other so we can kind of see. But then it's also good that we can see them play other opponents as well.
St. Ed's won that game convincingly. Does that mean Texas A&M International is going to be a walkover for you here Saturday night?
No, I mean, obviously International got a red card in that game. And then I want to say they tacked on two more after the red card, or maybe the last three were after the red card. It's a little bit.
A little bit skewed.
Yeah, a little skewed on that end. But, I mean, obviously they were both kind of threatening. They both could have scored a couple more goals on both sides of it. And then, obviously, International's chasing the game at that point, being a man down. They need to kind of win. So they kind of opened up a little bit more and kind of gave up two kind of late goals that, I mean, if you look on the stat sheet, they were pretty late. So.
Speaking of cards and fouls, I was looking at the St. Mary's box score. There were 20 fouls called in that game. Mm-hmm. 16 of them were against Midwestern State. Were you guys being ultra physical in that match?
I didn't think so. I mean, I thought, like I said, it's just a really, really tough place to play. By no means is St. Mary's any more physical or dirty by any means. That's definitely not the case. So, I mean, I thought they played a great game. I thought we both probably played a pretty evenly game. I mean, we probably had some fouls that were definitely fouls. They probably had a few fouls that could have been fouls. But other than that, I mean, it's a little odd to see a team obviously that wins 2-0 to have 8 fouls in the first half when you were playing particularly well. And then on the second half, they were playing particularly well. So,
but just in general, I mean, all fouls aren't created equal, right? There's some fouls that are actually smart plays on your part, and some fouls that are committed in areas where they don't hurt you as much.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we had some silly fouls in both halves. They were pretty dangerous on a couple of situations, kind of getting in our half and getting combination plays, and we were kind of checking and not transitioning quick enough or not tracking our runners well enough, and we kind of got a little lazy and probably made some fouls like that, which were given. I mean, they earned those fouls. And then there was a few fouls that obviously in every game, every coach is going to be like, oh, I didn't really think that was a foul and that sort of stuff.
Are you at all concerned about being a little road weary, having to make basically that same trip twice? I mean, San Antonio is only an hour away from Austin as you head out of Wichita Falls. Mm. So you're kind of wearing out that path, as I said earlier.
Yeah, I mean, but you'd be making the same path if you had to go to International or anything like that. So, no, I mean, I feel like a lot of our boys are getting to kind of play back home where they're, a lot of them are from.
You do a lot of recruiting out of that area.
Yeah, Austin, San Antonio, Round Rock, Dripping Springs area, all that kind of stuff. So the boys are used to driving that, going to and from home, to and from
holidays. You probably get a lot of Mustang support down there too then.
Yeah, we were actually to have Caesar's parents there. Hexie's parents were there. I think Mede's parents were there. I think most of the boys' parents were there that were from that area. So, yeah, I'm imagining at 1 o'clock on Wednesday we're going to have a lot more parents.
Yeah, and it is an afternoon tilt on Wednesday before the Saturday night game here against Texas A&M International. So you've completed non-conference play. Now the St. Edward's game will be the first conference play. So just kind of as a report card, if you will, after not mathematically true, but that you would be midway through the season, but it's a good checking point. What kind of grade would you give the Mustangs through the non-conference campaign?
I would say we're probably at a B, maybe B minus. We still got some places to improve, and
it's pretty good to be unbeaten and be at a B minus.
Yeah, obviously we've got a lot of we've got a tough conference. We've had a tough out of conference schedule as well. We've played some teams that know us pretty well. We've played some newer teams, I guess, with the Colorado teams. We haven't played Regis a whole lot. We played them once a couple of years ago. We played Metro last year, which we hadn't played them in a long time. So, yeah, getting to play some newer, fresher teams. Got to play Rogers again, which who knows is quite a bit. So getting that MIAA, those group, and then the RMAC was really good. And then us being able to play against West Texas and St. Mary's, two rivals, is always good too. So, yeah, I would say we're probably right there.
Midwestern State will be home on Saturday night to take on Texas A&M International. We want everybody to be at Stang Park to see Midwestern State under the lights. It's always quite a show. And the team's coming along great now. You got a four-game winning streak. I'm guessing you feel pretty good coming home. Hopefully, when you come home, it'll be a five-game winning streak.
Yeah, no, we definitely want to go to Austin and perform well for the families that down there that are going to come watch us and the boys that are kind of going back home. And renewing that rivalry down there in Austin with St. Ed's is always a fun one. And so, yeah, we hope to have the good taste in our mouth for Saturday night.
Should be another great week of Midwestern State Soccer. Thanks for joining us on the Stang Gang Podcast. Tell your friends. I'm Pete Stein. So long.
Thank you.